Barbara Watha Gedock Blake was checking her social media feed early Thursday morning when she noticed posts referencing CNN's use of, quote, something else to describe voters who aren't white, black, Asian, or Latino.
It was rough to see our population invisibilized, and it seemed to perpetuate the erasure of Indigenous people as we stand today in this great land.
Blake, who is Haida Klinkit and Atna, is the director of the Alaska Native Policy Center with the First Alaskans Institute. She says given that Alaska Natives are 20% of the state's population and Native voters have made an impact nationally, it's time for the Native vote to be recognized.
Our voter contribution, oftentimes the swing vote in many states, needs to be acknowledged. It needs to be uplifted and recognized in a manner that upholds the 10,000 years of existence that our people have held on these lands.
Hune Lance Twitchell is a professor of Alaska Native Language Arts and Sciences at the University of Alaska Southeast. He's also Tlingit, Haida, and Yupik.
The way it contributes to erasure is then we don't get to be part of the graphic. We don't get to be part of the analysis as far as Indigenous peoples, and we should be.
But Twitchell says the memes created with hashtag something else did make a difference. His team has also translated the phrase in Tlingit.
The humor is really fun because I think Indigenous peoples are really good at taking something and to make it into something funny. But then to see once you run it through our language, how it becomes a statement of inclusivity and importance.
Lindsay Crable Burton was monitoring election coverage when she noticed a screenshot of the graphic on her feed.
We're still seeing folks refer to voters who don't neatly fall into one of four categories as something else. It's one thing to be referred to as other, which is still problematic in and of itself, but to see that label, it was a slap in the face, frankly.
Crable Burton is a citizen of the Cherokee Nation and the vice president of the Native American Journalists Association. The organization put out a statement saying the cable news network's graphic is a clear example of Native erasure.
We did receive an email, but it did not include an apology.
As of Friday, CNN apologized for the graphic, according to the LA Times. In Juneau, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña.